The Biggs and Barr Show with Pasty Jamie
on Shay 106.
Good morning. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That is Jamie.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. I think the three of us and a lot of boxing fans or MMA fans, whatever, were pretty excited when we heard that Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. had scheduled a fight.
Sure. My first reaction was, why would Roy Jones Jr. do that?
Yeah. Well, I think when it was agreed on, Tyson wasn't the current version of Tyson that he is.
Right.
Because he got pretty fat there for a while.
Just kind of pudgy. Yeah. Wearing shirts where the buttons are strained and stuff. You know, like the rest of us.
Doing comedy movies, just being super chill.
Don't forget he was extremely injured.
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that?
My back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
Yeah, there was that.
Please don't let him hear that. But now, if you've seen any of the footage of Mike Tyson...
It's crazy.
Besides being older in the face...
Yeah.
He's ripped.
He's a 54-year-old man, but he's like lightning fast.
He's hitting gloves like in his prime. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, I saw a few interviews with people who are in the boxing scene, and they're like, oh, he's doing some stuff.
Sure.
Like, you cannot be his age and be that ripped that fast.
Okay.
Without some help, probably growth hormones or testosterone.
Now, the power looks like it's going to be there, but will the stamina be there? That's the question, right, for
the
a
who?
Fight.
You mean the stamina?
Did I call him stamina?
Yeah.
I'll explain why I say that. It's engraved in my brain.
Is it?
Okay. I played in a hockey league, and the guy who ran it was named Stan, and he called the league stamina. And so it's engraved in my brain. I apologize.
Now, Roy Jones, no joke in his prime either.
No.
For his weight class, he was, he fought in two or three different weight classes.
Yeah, he just kept getting heavier.
Yeah, because he had to, because there's nobody he could fight.
Yeah.
He'd hold his glove out to the side and then bop you in the nose, right?
Okay. Yeah, he was great.
He was so fast.
That. Unbelievably fast. But if Tyson can match his speed at this age with Tyson's power over Roy. So Roy regrets making the decision.
Yeah, he's like, I probably made a mistake agreeing to this fight.
He's still Mike Tyson. He's still one of the strongest, most explosive people ever touched in boxing. If anything, I made a mistake going with him. He's the bigger guy. He's the explosive guy. He's going to have all the first-round fireworks, not me. Yeah. So I think Jones is just hoping to duck for a few rounds until Mike tires out.
He's not backing out. He's like, I'll still fight him. Yeah. I agreed to it, but,
They're both in their Mike's 54, Roy's 51.
And Mike was obviously, he loved moving forward, right? Like, but who had the quicker, upper body? Like, Roy was, lightning.
Fast.
Right? Like, his body movements.
Yeah, but I would think the age probably would equal them out a bit, but... I don't know. It's going to be a great fight.
When you look at their pictures, you're like, Roy looks like a 51-year-old man. Still in good shape.
Yes,
And then Mike Tyson's like, I don't know how old you are.
He's terrifying.
He's terrifying.
Have you seen stuff?
He's a terrifying
insane.
Human being.
He's insane. I haven't really been that pumped about a boxing fight in a long, long time.
Oh, it'll be fun to watch.
So it's November 28th on pay-per-view if you're interested in watching these two old guys. Watch Mike just beat the ever-living snot out of Roy Jones. That'll be great. Good for the sport. I mean, even the heavyweights this year, Tyson Fury and what's the British? Joshua is the British guy, I think, right?
And then Tyson Fury is British, Anthony Joshua,
And then that maniac who just throws punches from space. What's his other heavyweight? I'm blanking on his name.
Oh, my God.
But anyways.
The guy that Fury beat twice.
Yeah. But
my God.
It just doesn't have the hype, at least to us. Maybe it's just because it's not our generation of boxers. But November 28th.
Deontay Wilder.
There you go.
Thank you.
So, yeah. Hey, maybe Mike will make a run at the belt after if it goes real well.
Imagine.
That would be amazing.
That may be a stretch.
Tiger Woods winning the Masters after all that. Step aside.
Heavyweight champion of the world at 54 years old.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, Premier Doug Ford says he will introduce new guidelines for COVID-19 hotspots here in Ontario in the coming days. He's spoken with the mayors of Toronto, Brampton, and here in Ottawa, cities that have seen the bulk of the new COVID-19 cases in recent weeks, about what they need. The city's seen long lines at COVID-19 assessment and testing centers. Not everyone in line needs to be tested, though. Dr. Vera Etches has been repeating herself, apparently, for weeks and months. Only go get tested if you have known symptoms of the virus. She says it seems like the message isn't getting through, and that's what's leading to the really long lines because people are just
panicking,
lining up for a just-in-case test.
But they they extended hours, right?
Yeah.
12 hours a day now they're going to be doing testing.
They also say that if one person in the household goes to get tested, that's fine. You don't have to send everybody because
if one has it, everybody probably has it.
Okay.
So
you got to quarantine everybody anyways.
Yeah.
So.
With the same result. And then you don't have all these long lines and extra tests being done. New York Islanders avoided elimination last night with a 2-1 win over the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Eastern Conference Final. Lightning still lead the series 3-2. Dallas awaits the winner. Canadian Jamal Murray and his Denver Nuggets will meet LeBron James and the Lakers in the NBA's Western Conference Final. Made a bit of history last night. He scored 40 points as the Nuggets beat the Clippers 104-89 in Game 7 to advance.
Kawhi
Leonard.
Yeah. Eat it, Kawhi.
The Blue Jays and Yankees continue their series tonight in the Bronx. Toronto, it was a close game last night.
Yeah.
They only lost 20-6.
What?
In the series opener,
This baseball?
Close.
What's happening?
Come on, they only needed 15 more runs to
just,
win.
Yeah, just 15.
That was it.
They used to get 6 runs in a baseball game. That was a good night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was a great night.
Oh, well.
Well, the Jays got 6.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough.
Just the other team got 20. mainly sunny today. Pretty warm. Kind of feeling like summer. High 24. A little bit humid. Then tomorrow, high of 16 and sunny. And then Friday, sunny and 18. Right now it's 12, and that's the latest.
Yes, it is.
This is the Biggs and Barr Show with Pasty Jimmy.
On Shay 106.
Please do not forget, all right, 7 o'clock this morning.
Oh, yeah.
If you qualified for a key for Toys 21, we will be calling 2 folk today?
Yep.
2 folk.
2.
Give away 2 more keys. So that's at 7 a.m. And then your next chance to qualify is at 8 a.m. Plus, we went and visited some cows yesterday.
Yes, I was very moved.
All part of Toys 21 also. And, there's a new survey of things people miss the most about The Office and what they don't miss the most, like what they miss the least. So we're gonna talk about it.
We'll discuss.
Let's see if you agree.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Tons of people still working from home. We know, like, our office here, there's still very few people that have returned.
Ghost town.
Yeah. And so when something changes in the world like this, people love to do surveys about why, like, what's better, what's worse. So there is a survey about stuff people miss about being in the office. Like, do you miss anything? Because my neighbor.
Me?
Yeah, you don't. You wouldn't.
The odd lunch.
Yeah.
You know, we'd get together once a month to have a staff lunch.
The first Friday of the month.
I enjoy the free food.
Yeah.
I enjoy the camaraderie and the free food.
I'm a little more social animal than you are. I do miss a bit of the variety of humans in your life. You know what I mean?
I miss having, fun in the office with people after the show.
But
yelling and annoying other people.
Yeah, really. You remember, our first week here, we brought our, the hockey, what are those things called? The
vuvuzela.
The vuvuzela.
All right, yeah.
And we just sat in our office and hammered on it as loud as
first
we could for, 20 minutes.
People were so happy we were here.
Well, anyways, new survey. Things people miss the most and miss the least. So setting an alarm early, obviously, is not the least. Nobody wants to get up. We know that as a fact.
Ooh.
The smell of the office. I did not know offices had a smell.
Yeah, they usually do. Our stairwell has, when you walk right in the building, it has a smell. It's not a bad smell. It just has a smell. And, you recognize it when when we were off for a couple weeks, I came back. I'm like, oh, yeah, that smell.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I know schools have a distinct.
Sure. Same kind of thing.
The office.
Hospitals have it. Yeah, but really? Okay.
Yeah.
Laughing at your boss's jokes. Only 13% of people miss that. That's a low one. That's not a high one. Going out to lunch, Jason, there you go.
Yeah.
Ticks your box. face-to-face meetings.
I'm okay with not.
50% of people miss those.
Unless you're trying to get something done.
Yeah.
Then Skype calls are awful.
Right, so the people who would miss that would be people who have to do it via whatever Microsoft Teams or Skype. It's so awkward, and you don't get you don't get a read on someone like you would.
No.
You know what I mean?
We can say a great example. Our promo director, Amanda, new lady to the team, relatively new.
Well, been half around a year for now. 7 months.
7 months. We just met her yesterday.
Yeah, live in person.
Well, and we clicked awesome, I thought. I mean, she seems really awesome. And not that we didn't on the Skype meetings, but it's always just kind of is she joking? Are we joking? Does she know we're joking?
Yeah.
And then seeing your friends and coworkers is number one at 66%. So that's what people miss the most. Just other humans. So it's not the office, it's people.
We're a little bit different because we see the same people here every day anyway.
Yeah.
In the office at different radio stations here. But it's just the on-air staff that's here generally.
Yeah.
All the rest of the nice office people that we work with aren't around.
The nicer people usually. People that aren't on air.
Yeah. Yeah, generally. Yeah. Most of them are surly pricks like me.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, they're going to shut everything down again soon. So if you miss your friends, send a postcard. I don't know. What do you do?
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And Toys 21, well underway. Yesterday, we went to see Farmer Eric.
We did.
And one of the prizes, the cow.
Yeah. Saw a bunch of cows.
Yeah. We saw more than one cow.
Yeah.
Met the nice people from Ottawa Valley Meats.
Yeah.
Who are going to provide the finished version of the cow for you.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah. I try not to look any of the cows in the eyes, just in case that was going to be the one. Because we had a bunch, and I didn't want to have a connection.
Yeah, there's no guarantee which exact cow it's going to be. The prize isn't being awarded till for a couple months, right?
But we met some. What's the Japanese?
Wagyus.
We met some wagyu cows.
Yeah,
they were very sketchy.
Uh-huh. There were some dairy cows there, too,
you
had to look at. We're not giving one of those away, but they were pretty chill.
Yeah, they're much more friendly, much more cussed, I guess, because they know they're not going to be eaten at the end of the day.
Maybe.
Until they just die of natural causes.
Yeah. But when we were walking around the pasture there, the cows were a little bit skittish, wary of humans they don't know. And then the one big guy, he took the...
I think it was a female.
Was it?
I think the big one was
whoever
a female.
Whoever it was.
Yeah.
Took the stance of like...
A bull.
You need to get out. Like, sort of spread the legs, head down, started...
Paw on the ground.
Or hoofing, whatever you call it.
And
we're like, we should go.
Yeah, well, we've been following them around, trying to get close for pictures and videos and stuff, and she just had enough.
Yeah,
and,
which is fair.
And she lowered her head, and luckily the three of us sort of recognized that as a sign.
Yeah.
Because the farmer was... So chatting. Far away, just off chatting with his buds.
He laughed.
And we're like, we should probably get out of here.
And then we told Farmer Eric, he's like, it's probably just, swatting flies.
Yeah.
He's like, did it
put
its head down and put the leg apart? We're like, yeah. He's like, good thing you moved that.
So
would have been a great video, though. Cow charged us.
Now, it is probably in the little time we've been doing this so far here. The most sought-after prize for toys.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people want that cow. Well, because it comes with a barbecue and a deep freeze and everything.
Yeah, but everyone we ask, what's your... I mean, literally 8 out of 10 people say the cow.
Oh, the cow.
Yeah. And then forget the car and the...
Well, the car is second, I think.
Right?
Yeah.
The thousands and thousands of thousands of dollars for the stuff we're giving away.
I want to eat meat.
Yeah. So, so we figured we'd go look it in the eye. If we're going to be giving it away on a plate, we're going to look it in the eye first.
Yeah.
So, the whole list, if you're interested, is at Shea106.com.
All the prize.
Text now for instant answer question time. 762-555. On Shea106.
Fire.
Yep. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us, 762-555. Text the show, we'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us any question you want, 762-555, and we'll answer as many as we can.
Would you guys hire a lawyer if a company dumped a coffee on you if it was by mistake? Mm-hmm. It just happened to my son, actually. My oldest son. Got a coffee dumped on. Got pretty burned on his hand pretty bad.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he's all right. I'm like, are you going to sue? He's like, can't be bothered. It was a mistake.
Yeah.
He said it wasn't the kid's fault. He didn't mean to spill coffee on me.
I know, some people who've had, their water at a restaurant spilled on them and demand, a free meal, which is still the effort I wouldn't go to.
No. You wouldn't?
Not at all. Because I feel bad for them, because it's a mistake. You know what I mean?
There's a difference between negligence that can cause harm and just oops.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't know.
I think you should see
the difference in them and be a better human.
Yeah.
But whatever. What's something you're good at but ashamed to admit?
I'm not really ashamed to admit anything.
No.
I'm not really good at too many things. There's a conundrum.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably, I mean, not even ashamed, but it's a little silly in my eyes. Probably video games. I mean,
You're a good gamer.
I don't know why you'd be ashamed of that, though.
It's just a way to pass the time, really, when you're bored. Sure. You're on your phone or on your thing.
Yeah.
You know, like old, two, three generations ago, people used to look at television the same way, you know? You're going to spend your whole day staring at the TV.
Want to get square eyes.
Now that generation, you're going to stare your whole day playing them video games.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. What's the biggest scene you've seen someone make in public?
Hmm.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to think.
And I haven't been witness to too many, like...
Not really.
Like, drunk scenes. I mean, sure, people are hammered and causing a ruckus at a bar or something, but...
But, like, just, like, at a...
That's a tough one.
People yelling and stuff. I don't really... normal people don't usually do that sort of stuff.
I saw an argument take place. I was in Paris, like, France.
Look at
at a restaurant.
Mr. Fancy because over
it was,
here, right?
You have to become, like, it was such a weird place. Like, you're in a restaurant, and a guy had bumped an American tourist's, like, chair.
Yeah.
And the American wouldn't stop chirping him and the yelling at him from across. And everyone's like, please be quiet. Like, We're trying to eat, and he was just yelling, and then they started yelling at each other.
Okay. Really?
I was like, this is, I'm like, we're going to see a scrap. Huh. Some people were like, please, no. And I'm like, come on.
Yeah, do it.
I'm like, yeah.
Jamie, you plan on having kids? If so, how many? What answer is that?
10.
Ten.
Don't do it.
10 kids.
Don't ask Jamie any private questions ever. He gets
what a weird question to ask. I don't know.
How is that a weird question?
There you go. There's my answer. I don't know.
It's a fairly common.
It's like the most common question you would ask.
I gave a pretty common answer.
Yeah, no, that's
fair. Well, then just say, I don't know. Don't get all sensitive.
And then you told me what kind of answer
you
was that.
You got mad. You went, 10. Whatever.
Well, after you called me out for my I don't know answer.
Okay. All right. Just, you seemed a bit upset. That's all I'm saying. If you don't know, you don't know. It's fine, Jamie.
What's your favorite smell?
I don't know. I was going to answer everything now.
You don't have a favorite smell?
I most certainly do.
The chicken parm?
Chicken parm's a great smell. I love the smell of an ice-cold hockey rink when the Zamboni goes by. And you get the whiff of the...
The fumes?
The fumes.
Oh,
the mixture brings back such good memories.
I see what you're saying.
I'm going to go with a vanilla cookie candle or whatever. Yeah, one of the dessert candles.
Yeah, such
a good smell. I don't mind a pumpkin spice this time of year.
You and your pumpkin spice. Being mad at someone because they like a smell. Yeah. You and your smells. I had a bag. Someone asked for a key. Nope.
Can't do that.
Give a man a steak. That's just a statement. Oh, someone wants you to know that, Jamie, there's a delicious chicken parm sandwich at Pesty's Deli.
Pesty's?
Yeah. Sandwich shop.
Pesto's.
Is it Pesto's? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Pesto's, yeah. Pesty's. That's a different place.
Yeah. Ah, so Pesty's. Snitsville?
I guess. I don't know, Jim.
Yeah, check it out.
Be. All right. Sorry. Matt had told more sandwiches, too.
I don't know.
We should go.
Okay. That's it for another dish now.
It's an answer question.
What's in the box?
What's in this box?
The box. The box.
A mystery box could be anything.
What's in the box?
We have put something in a box. We'll give you hints. You got to guess what it is at 750-1061.
So the first clue is that the first word starts with the letter G.
G.
Okay.
G.
And we have our first guess.
Hi, good morning.
G. And we have our first guess.
Now, please turn your radio down. Thank you. When you call in to the radio station, radio's down and off speaker if able.
Possible. Hi, good morning. What's in the box? Hello there.
Lady.
If you don't know how to use the phone.
Jesus.
If you don't know how to use the phone, please don't call us.
Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
Starts with G?
Yes.
Is it another giant box?
It is not another giant box, but good guess.
Funny, that is actually thinking outside the box.
Oh, well, it being inside the box.
Yeah. Wow.
At the same time.
Mine. Frosted.
Hi, good morning. It's one word, starts with G. What's in the... No, two words,
two
sorry.
Words.
What's in the box?
Is it glue?
Not
glue. I confused you. I'm sorry. Yeah. Two words. First word starts with G. Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
Go ahead.
Hi, what's in the box?
What's the clues
It's the first word starts with the letter G.
G as in giraffe. Gum. No.
Gum. It's not gum, but thank you.
Also one word.
Thank you for calling. So it's two words. The first word starts with G, and it is big.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
Big. Hi, what's in the box?
Gummy bear is my first guess.
Gummy bear. Okay. Yeah, wow.
It's not really big.
And you only get one guess, so you shouldn't have said it if you was your...
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. Guess what's in the box?
Is it...
Sorry.
Yep.
It's not. It's not. No response. Yes. Thank you.
Fine. Fine. Yeah. Sorry.
That's three Jeez. Calls, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
sure.
First word starts with G. It is big.
Yeah.
And this hasn't been one.
Oh.
This hasn't been one.
Yeah.
That's a weird hint.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
Good morning. It's obviously not a glue gun.
No, it's not a glue gun.
I mean, you're correct on the third clue. Yeah. This has not been a glue gun.
No, this so, isn't.
But not it. Sorry.
No.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
Hello there.
Nope. They hung up.
All right.
Oh. If you don't know how to use the phone, please don't call us.
Yeah, you're through.
Yeah. You know how to use the phone.
What's your guess, sir?
It is goalie pad.
Oh,
not goalie
no,
pads.
Not goalie pads. But thank you.
Much bigger.
Yeah. Bigger than that.
Bigger than that.
Let me give another clue right now.
Yeah, please.
Something about tires.
Something about tires.
So two words. First word starts with G. It's big. This has not been one. And something about tires. Hey, what do you think it is? What's in the box?
I had giant squid, but something about tires.
Yeah, sorry. Well, sorry.
I mean, you shouldn't have guessed. You shouldn't have said giant squid. Dude. I mean,
yeah, stop talking over your answers.
Shush, all right, shush. Well.
We're not your soundboard.
No.
Hey, good morning. What's in the box?
The tire thing threw me off. I was going to say Great Depression.
That was big.
Yeah.
And
great answer, though, up until the tires. Hey, good morning. What's in the box? Hello?
Hey, guys. Is it the Goodyear blimp?
The Goodyear blimp?
Yes, it is.
Congratulations. All right. Put them down. You got your name in the secret sack draw for Friday.
So the first word started with G.
Yeah.
It was big. This hasn't been one. A good year.
Yeah.
Something about tires. And the last clue would have been people in New Jersey thought it was a UFO the other day.
They did.
So many reports of a UFO. And then they checked it out. I was like, no, that's just the Goodyear blimp, man.
Just a blimp.
Yeah. That was it.
So. We haven't been any sporting events to remind people what it is. Yeah. But when they saw it, they're like, oh my God. All right, well, congratulations. We'll have our secret sack draw on Friday, figure out what it is, and we'll pull a name of all the people that qualified.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
And we get calls on the Dougie line all the time, 613-216-3849, 216-Dougie.
Leave a message anytime you want, by the way.
Yeah, some people tell jokes, some complain, some ask questions, like this fellow did for Mr. Biggs.
Hey, guys. It's Nate, longtime listener of the show. Wanted to say that you guys rock my socks off every day.
Oh,
and it's always hilarious.
Wow, well,
got a quick question for Mr. Chris Biggs. I was just wondering, maybe he knew who was the son of a gun who's been ripping the tar off the 401.
Do you have any idea?
You know, just wondering about that.
Who is the son of a gun who's been ripping the tar off the 401? Do you have no idea?
Oh. Is this what I think it is?
We have an idea.
Is this a Stomp a Tom lyric? Are you making me mad today?
I don't know.
Just do it.
It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud. Rolling down a highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island.
There it is.
Now the Ontario Provincial Police don't think much of Bud. Cops have been looking for the son of a gun that's been ripping the tire off the 401. They know the name on the truck shines up in the sun. Green Gables.
Anyway. So it was Bud the Spud who's been ripping the tire off the 401, Chris.
He's the son of a gun.
Songs for Children.
No!
Sung by a man with a horrible voice.
What? What are you talking about?
He doesn't even sing. He just talks.
He's great.
He just talks.
Anyway,
he talks children's lyrics.
That's some good Canadiana knowledge for you to have.
Stop
it. If someone ever asks
you. Don't you dare put a Canadian flag on his back.
Are you kidding me?
He could be on the Canadian flag.
Yeah.
Why,
you
though?
You can take the maple leaf
can
off.
Can we not just because he's Canadian?
It's not just because he's Canadian.
Not because he's good. No. Not because he can sing. Not because he can write a tune that an adult would appreciate.
He tells the stories.
Just because he's Canadian.
Of the nation.
Yeah.
He might have been a great man. This is not at all knocking him as a human being. I am separating the human from the icon that this country has made, that horrendous musician.
Noah is great.
You're off.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You've got some wacky opinions.
Anyway.
And that might be one of your wackiest.
It's the need to be a part of it because all the other Canadians like it. So therefore, it's a Canadian thing. So if I'm not Canadian, if I don't like it.
Let me give you an example.
That's what people think.
Moist is also a Canadian band, but they suck.
I know that.
They got some dudes. They got a handful.
Jamie likes
them.
They
got a handful.
At least there's an argument about them. At least they write a melody and he can sing.
Can we all agree that some people, for whatever reason, like Corner Gas?
Sure.
But
that speaks to a generation and...
what does Stompin' Tom do then?
He does. He writes lyrics.
He can't even answer.
No, because I've answered it 100 times. I don't have to answer it again.
Well, it wasn't, we didn't play it to make you mad.
Of course you did.
We just,
of course you did.
Someone had a question and we thought you might, appreciate...
I'm not even mad at Stompin' Tom.
This little bit
you
of Canadiana.
You guys have made me mad at Stompin' Tom. I just said I don't think he's good. And then the entire world attacked me. So now I'm mad about it.
Okay, hold on. So you are mad then.
I went through my life not thinking about Stompin' Tom ever and not caring.
Why?
I'm not on picket line saying shut down Stompin' Tom. If you enjoy him, by all means do. But you'll never convince me that he's a good songwriter, a good lyric writer, and can sing a tune.
But now you know when you're driving on the 401 when you encounter some potholes. Who is ripping the tar?
Yeah, the spud from the bright red mud, rolling down a highway smiling.
He's delivering
the
potatoes.
The spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island.
They're from Prince Edward Island.
All right, well, we didn't mean to make you mad.
Jeez.
Put his lyrics up against Lois, Edward, and Bram, or whoever those people are.
Yeah, the cops have been looking for the son of a gun that's been ripping the tar off the 401.
Did you say Lois, Edward, and Bram?
Who are those children?
You don't even know.
Of course they don't know, because it's for children. Just like Stop and Tom, it's for children. For children.
Edward and Bram.
Why would I ever know the name or care to know the name?
Because.
I'm not hanging out at kids' concerts, James.
You were a child once. Believe it or not.
Poor Sharon's done nothing.
There you go. Is that the one I missed?
So Sharon, Lois, and Bram.
Who's Lois? Which one's Lois?
One of them's dead.
Okay.
But Edward wasn't in it.
Stompin' Tom's dead too, right?
Yes.
Okay. See? Sometimes it all works out.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Putting your Jello. Also, put some respect on Big Joe.
Ah, true. He paddled up the Mattawa all the way from Ottawa.
Putting in Jello, although made by the same company, really pudding. Two different categories, right?
Pudding. I'd pick pudding though.
I'd pick Jello.
But they're different. I like them both.
Sure.
Right.
Jello's just like hard water.
Yes.
There's nothing to it.
Yeah, it's like hard Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
It's great.
Can't top a good pistachio pudding, though.
Again, amazing. But I think they're two different categories.
Hey, remember that time I really got on pistachio pudding and it got sold out everywhere because we talked about it so much?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, if you haven't tried pistachio pudding, you should pick some up.
That's some power.
What was the most amazing physical feat you managed to pull off?
Amazing physical feat.
Physical feat.
Sports-related,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say something in sports.
Probably
or
sports.
Lifting something extremely heavy.
Like I was playing beer league hockey one year. And I was a goalie, and we were in the playoffs, and it got down to a shootout. And I know you guys are going to find this hard to believe.
Yeah,
but
probably.
But I did actually stop all five shots.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Stopped all five.
Amazing.
And we won.
This actually happened?
Actually
happened.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. Yeah, actually happened. And my friend said he was proud of me.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. A lot of sports. Would you rather be Putin or Trump's right-hand man for a whole term?
Probably Putin.
Well, Putin's term is forever until he dies.
Well, yeah,
he just kills anyone who dies.
If you're wrong Trump, you'll just get fired.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
If you're wrong Putin,
true.
You...
Just tell Trump he's wrong and he'll fire you and then you're good. Is it too early to change over winter tires?
Probably not. It got down to 3 yesterday. They say anything below 7 degrees and you could probably avoid the lineup. I was thinking of doing it myself.
Will Chris be casting slander on all Canadian icons, such as Don Cherry or Gordon Lightfoot, when they pass on? I don't judge people on the nationality that they
carry. Oh, that'd be good.
I judge them on whether they're good or bad. I mean, you could tell me that it wouldn't matter where Stompin' Tom's from. I'm not mad because he's a Canadian icon. I'm mad because he's a terrible musician.
Sundown.
Let's move on, though.
Do any of you still ride bicycles? On occasion, I have a bicycle. I might take it around the neighborhood.
I need to get one because my son, we're going to order him. We borrowed one from the school during the shutdown. They have he has autism. He's pretty high need. So, but they have one of those adult tricycle things.
Oh, yeah.
And so we'd let him ride, but he wants to go so fast now that I can't. I basically have to run the entire time I'm with him. That's awful. So, who runs?
Yeah.
So, I think I have to buy a bike just to keep up with him.
Or a tandem. Get a tandem.
Yeah.
I could do that. Sure. Yeah. They sell side-by-sides, those bikes, too, that we can both sit in.
That'd be a great one, like a little car.
And he can do all the work, and I can just coast along and not have to chase. But, yeah, I'm going to have to buy a bike. When was the last time you saw Stompin' Tom? I've never seen him.
I saw Stompin' Tom.
You met him, didn't you?
Yeah, I met him. He was singing the national anthem at some hockey game at the Air Canada Centre in Toronto. And he had a smell of booze about him, for sure.
I'm sorry,
but
what?
It was smell of booze.
A smell of booze about
him? He was a very personable fella. And he brought his stomping footboard to put down on the red carpet when he went out and sang.
Amazing.
Yeah. Nice man.
Like, what kind of smell? Like, the smell of a guy on a Sunday morning beer league who had a few too many beers the night before?
Yes. That combined with, like, when you walk into the liquor or beer store and smell that, like, alcohol-soaked cardboard?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of smelled like that.
Okay.
But, you know.
Not the worst smell.
No, not the worst smell.
I'm thinking Jamie texted this one in.
What?
Have you guys ever dyed your beard and tried to come into work pretending like nothing has changed?
I didn't.
Yeah, I dyed my beard the wrong color. It was going a bit gray early.
Yeah.
Now I just pretty much accept it. But
it was jet black.
Like stark black.
Yeah, I picked the medium brown, which I guess means night black, because it was so dark.
Chris
and
comes
it was
in.
Right before a photo shoot for the show, too. And so our billboards are all over the city with me with the darkest beard
it's
ever.
It's black beard.
You walked in, and me and Jason are just like, we looked at each other, and then you left to go to get a coffee or something, and Jason...
Did Chris dye his beard?
I think he dyed his beard. Should we ask him?
I had never done it before, and I was just like, we had the photo shoot, so I'm like, I want to get some of this gray out. You know, just whatever, just being vain.
I've done it. When mine was uneven, but now I have, like, even gray in it, so I'm all about the symmetry. So now that it's fine, I don't care anymore.
I don't know what's going to turn me into.
Really. Is the color of my beard hair the worst part about me? No, look at me. Can I dye my body to look thin?
I talked to you for 5 minutes, too.
You're gonna dye your personality?
I already dyed that black years ago.
That is it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question
Time. Time now for
Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto
What?
It's Auto What? We're going to ask you 5 questions. You have 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass any question you don't know, but you got to get them all in, like pass and come back. And your first answer for each one counts, so we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. This is for a slot in the secret sack draw.
This is Cameron on the phone.
Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning.
I apologize. The second I hear your name, I think of a kid I went to school with who peed his pants almost weekly.
Mm. Was it you?
And he just reeked of pee all the time. I'm sorry. That's what I think of when you say Cameron. I'm sure you are not that child.
Maybe he was. But I don't know.
Not an answer. I don't mean to throw you off, Cameron.
Yeah, sorry.
Because your time will begin after I read the first question.
I can smell the pee right now.
Yeah. It's awful. Okay. In what U.S. state will you find a museum dedicated to hammers?
Alaska.
In Canada, what is the most common side dish on Thanksgiving?
Pal.
According to Stompin' Tom, who was the son of a gun that was ripping the tar off the 401?
Butt Spud.
What is the largest animal in the history of the world?
Woolly mammoth.
What is the better basement game, pool or foosball?
Foosball.
In Canada, what is the most common side dish on Thanksgiving?
Lex, go ahead. You got a second. Go.
Two.
Three.
One.
Nine. All right.
Nine. All right. Sorry, Cam.
Ready to go, Cameron.
We'll have to let you go, but.
Okay, thanks.
I think you threw him off with the pee.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was that's what I thought of. I can still smell it.
All right. Well, let's go over his answers.
Stank, like stale pee.
What is the better basement game, pool or foosball?
Foosball.
He said foosball.
Yeah, he's right.
Two out of three agree with that? Okay, that's fine.
You don't like pool? Foosball, eh?
No, never liked
probably
it.
Probably too noisy for Jason or something.
No, just, or Jatoni, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I never liked it.
Jatoni's better.
I always prefer pool. But I'm not going to argue because two out of three,
there
so
you
that's
go.
The winner.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the largest animal in the history of the world? He said woolly mammoth. Correct answer, blue whale.
Blue whale.
According to Stompin' Tom, who was the son of a gun that was ripping the tar off the 401,
who
he was
cares?
Right when he said Bud the Spud.
Yep.
In Canada, what is the most common side dish on Thanksgiving? Apparently, Cameron just eats turkey and no side dishes because he had no idea.
No clue.
Yeah, it's mashed potatoes.
Oh, it is. Yeah. A head of stuffing.
Yeah.
No, mashed potatoes is the... Well, according to the answer Jamie gave us. I just have to go by
No,
I
can see it.
And in what U.S. state will you find a museum dedicated to hammers? He was right when he said Alaska.
We up north. Come to Alaska. We up north. Come to Alaska.
That's Hammer's the tool.
Mm-hmm. Not MC Hammer?
No. And there's some other museums
just a
elsewhere.
A bunch of his pants and you can't touch anything? Can't touch this.
No.
You can't touch anything in museums.
Can't touch this.
Anyway, he would have been right if he just said mashed potatoes. Like, he would have won.
Really? That's all he needed, eh?
Yeah. No. He got woolly mammoth wrong. Never mind. My bad.
Yeah. Way to go, Jason. How dare you?
Was your brain moving too fast?
Yeah, brain's moving too fast.
My brain was too quick right there.
Man, we all have that problem, eh? Quick brains.
Just two of us.
You know, all I do is be kind to you and compliment you.
Oh, that's it.
And all you do is try to knock me down.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you knock me down.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
eating extra and making online purchases during COVID-19. There's a study out that said that we take, 3.5 hours on average to make a major online purchase?
Yeah, about 3 hours and 5 minutes.
Oh, 3 hours and 5 minutes.
That's the average. Now, when you think of that, you think, well, I never sit at the computer for 3 hours or something. They're talking about the whole process. Like, say you want to buy a big screen TV, okay?
Right.
You want to buy a new 75-incher, like the one we're giving away in
for
Toys 21,
yeah.
Okay? Mm. So, you here are the steps. Here's what most people do. So, you decide whether or not you actually need it or want it.
Okay.
With a big purchase like that. Like, I've been thinking about my daughter just got a new place, and a bigger house, and they want a TV. So, I'm thinking about giving her one of my TVs and buying a big one.
Smart.
It's an excuse just to get a big one.
Absolutely smart.
But then I'm like, but do we really need it? Like, do I need to spend $1,000?
No one needs a TV.
No. And that takes up half an hour, right?
35 minutes of your time. Wow. All right. Then 33 minutes to search different sites for the product you want.
Okay.
So like if you're a TV, you go to the Brick and you go to Costco and you go to Best Buy or wherever, right? Then reading reviews. I don't do that ever.
You don't? I do read reviews.
Really?
Absolutely.
I just assume they're all fake.
Well, you take them with a grain of salt because like if there's...
Yeah.
You know, people complain about it. Like, the product is great, but I get 1 star because I wasn't home when the box was delivered.
Yeah.
Like, you got to weed out idiots like that, right?
And try and
find reasonable reviews.
Okay.
Like, remember we went to that resort and someone gave it a 1 star only because there wasn't cushions on the seats? Everything else was great.
Yeah.
1 star.
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah.
You got to look to how many people have reviewed it and how many stars it still has.
Okay.
Like, if there's like 2,000 reviews and it's like a 4.5 star, it's pretty good.
They have their employees to go put up good reviews on everything.
Some do.
Now, then you spend 31 minutes comparing products, narrowing it down to a specific brand.
Okay.
Now, this is one I've never done. Sharing links and asking for advice from friends or family.
No.
Hey, Jamie, do you think I should buy this TV?
I'm a big boy. I can fix it.
Yeah. Then 19 minutes finally deciding on something and putting it in your cart.
Okay.
Then the actual purchase, which is 24 minutes to put all the info in and pull the trigger and all that stuff.
Like, I didn't time myself.
Way too much time.
But I would venture a guess that it was probably up and around 3 hours and 5 minutes when I was looking for chicken nipples.
Yeah.
Chicken nipples?
Yeah, for the waterers for my chicken.
Oh, okay.
Like the
nipples pulled off of chickens.
No, they're not prosthetic nipples so I could feed chickens. No.
Chickens have nipples? No, they don't. Why would they? No, they don't breastfeed. They're young.
Yeah. Okay. I actually did all but one of those when I was getting golf clubs a couple months ago. The only thing I
Which one did you do?
I knew I needed it immediately. I didn't have to think if I needed it or wanted it. Yeah.
You did ask us about them.
I asked that. Yeah. I sent to some other, hey, what do you think of these? Yeah.
You asked me to take a picture of some in Costco for you. Yep. That's true.
You asked the good audience of Shea if they've tried the one length
clubs. Yeah.
You really got into it.
I spent like 9 hours doing.
I spent 3 hours deciding if I'm going to buy something, like just in my head. And then I buy it in 8 seconds. No, literally. Like, I'm like, should I get it? Yeah. Should I get it? Not looking, not doing any research. Should I get it? Yes. Click, boom, boom, and cart done. I don't search for the best price.
Oh, no?
That's crazy.
I mean, I'll see what's on sale on the one site.
Money bags over here.
It's not about look at the price of food in the grocery store.
I am not wealthy by any means. Oh, yeah. I'm not. I mean, all right, I can show you the bank statements, James. A couple of them are in the negatives.
Well, maybe you should look at prices more often. Yeah.
Probably. But then I wouldn't be this fun, free-spirited guy that I am over here. Yeah.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Which texture is the worst to put in your mouth? I vote long hairs. That's pretty awful.
Long hairs is bad in your mouth for sure.
Anything moving?
Anything that coagulates?
Like oyster. I've never actually had oysters.
Oyster? It's just like a big booger.
Well, you couldn't do it.
No, you couldn't do an oyster.
You can't do yogurt. You're not going to be able to
do it. You have to slurp it back. You suck it off the shell.
It's like if your yogurt cup, Jamie, had like a coagulated chunk of like
I know what it's like.
Like ham in it.
Yeah, you know, like when
rotting ham in yogurt.
Like you've had a ham. And then you put it in the leftovers in the fridge. You know that jelly-like stuff in the bottom?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but more liquid.
Mixed into yogurt?
Yeah.
With a side dish of sink soup. Remember that soup you saw that guy make? Yeah, nice fake one. Yeah, just so we move on. All right, fine.
You guys need your roof done. Thankfully, I do not.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Not yet. My house is about 10 years old, 10 years old, the house we bought. Right. So what, like I got five more years probably? Roughly,
I got to get up on the roof this week and just inspect the seals and stuff around the skylights.
We've been pricing some out because neighborhood's about 15 years old.
Yeah, so you're getting close.
And so, but a lot of the other houses get builder grade stuff.
Okay.
I know there's some lawsuits actually going on with some shingle companies.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Really.
Like with the wind, how much they can actually handle, and as it was advertised. But anyway, a lot of roofs are going in my neighborhood, so we're like, yay.
Dogs, is Randy Jackson the best bass player ever?
No, he's not.
Not even reacting. I already got mad today about one
horrendous one hero.
Celebrity. No, I'm not doing that.
Would you rather have a sports car or a truck? I like a truck.
Truck.
It's way more useful.
Yeah.
A motorcycle and a truck. I'd rather have a motorcycle than a sports car.
They don't build sports cars for Shrek-like humans, so I don't fit into many of them. Have you ever had sweet potato pie? It looks more like a dessert to me than a side dish. No, I have not.
I've had sweet potato pie. Yeah, in the United States of America. They put a marshmallow topping on it, which is disgusting. Right? Yeah.
What does it taste like?
Sweet potatoes.
Just tastes like sweet potatoes?
Yeah. And it is to go with
Thanksgiving.
The meal.
Yeah.
Not dessert.
No.
It's very American. Yeah.
It's not bad. Like, it's okay.
Would you ever do it?
There's no reason to put sweet potatoes in a pie.
Okay.
Like it looks like pumpkin pie.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like that.
Doesn't though, eh?
Like if you thought you were going to take a bite of pumpkin pie and it was sweet potato pie, would you be very, very upset?
Well, you would be able to see the difference.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any interest in interlock or retaining walls? Like interest as in like I go study them on the internet and be like, man, that's some sweet interlock right there.
I appreciate a nice interlock.
Sure.
If it's well done.
I slurp eating wings. Is that rude or strange? An old lady on a patio kept looking at me like I killed a baby.
Wow. Now that's
like
a look.
Like you make a noise, like a...
Yeah, it's probably rude.
Yeah.
That's something you can not do. I mean, my mom's jaw pops every time she chews, and it makes me want to hit her with a dinner plate, but that's not her fault.
No, so you don't do it, right?
No, I can't. That's not her fault. But if she was like... every bite, there'd probably be a chat. Like, hey, Ma.
Yeah. Stop it.
If you're going to eat like that, head out to the barn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Candy a yam. What's the greatest children's show of all time? Well, for Chris, we know it was Lois, Edward, and Bram.
I said it as a joke.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I know it's Sharon, Lois, and Bram. I told you. No,
he
I knew it before.
No, you didn't.
How could you grow up in this country and not know who that is? That's insane.
Lois, Edward, and Bram.
It's not my fault my humor is above your...
you know what? Your brain's too quick.
Yeah, that's it. Quick brains. That's it for another edition of...
It's an answered question time.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106.
Oh, thank you so much for all the... amazing correspondence. I love using that word. Makes it sound so douchey.
Oh, correspondence.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for your correspondence.
Thanks for chatting us up today. It was great. Lots of phones, texts, tons of stuff. Now all I got to do is leave us a message on the Dougie line after we leave, and we're golden.
613-216-3849 is the number to do that. 216-DUGY or Dougie. The number was assigned.
Yeah. Anything irritates you all day, let us know. Something
good happened, let us know.
Let us know. Just keep us involved in your lives, man.
Yeah.
We're here for you.
Got a question, a dispute at work?
Yeah. By here, I mean there's an answering machine that will record your voice and then we'll play it on the radio and might make fun of it, but probably not. We're normally kind, right?
Oh, always.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Have a safe day. Everyone's good?
We're great.
CHEZ-FM is Shea 106 in Ottawa.
On your radio, on the Radio Player Canada app, and on your smart speaker.
Play Shea 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.